Now, I'd like to say just a word or two here at this particular juncture that the gospel preaching rests upon a tremendous fact, and that fact is the total depravity of man, that man is a lost sinner. And someone has put it like this, and I'd like to pass it on to you. Where education assumes that the moral nature of man is capable of improvement, traditional Christianity assumes that the moral nature of man is corrupt and absolutely bad. Where it is assumed in education that an outside human agent may be instrumental in the moral improvement of man, in traditional Christianity, it is assumed that the agent is God, and even so, the moral nature of man is not improved, but exchanged for a new one. That's very important to see. And therefore, man is in such a state that man cannot be saved by perfect obedience, because he cannot render it. And he cannot be saved by imperfect obedience, because God will not accept it. Therefore, the only solution is the gospel of the grace of God that reaches down and saves a sinner on the basis of the death and resurrection of Christ, and that transforms human life. We have too many cases. We have a showcase today all over this land of men and women who've been transformed by the gospel of the grace of God. Therefore, this type of liberal preaching, and I think it actually goes in three different directions. There is being preached today from the pulpit by liberalism what is really popular psychology. And it goes something like this. How to overcome. We shall overcome. It's how to think creatively. How to think affirmatively or positively. Oh my, we're on the way, upward and onward forever. That's popular psychology. And it doesn't seem to be getting us anywhere very fast. Then the second is ethics. Well, that preaches a nice little sweet gospel, a sermonette preached by a preacherette to Christianettes. And believe me, the message goes something like this. Good is better than evil because it's nicer and it gets you into less trouble. And the thing we've said before, that the picture of the average church today, especially in liberalism, is that a mild-mannered man gets up before a group of mild-mannered people and he urges them to be more mild-mannered. And there's nothing quite as insipid as that. No wonder the Lord Jesus said, the church of Laodicea, that you're neither hot nor cold, and I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. That'd make anybody sick in his stomach. And that's another reason I call these people Alka-Seltzer Christians. They're not only fizz, foam, and froth, but they make you need an Alka-Seltzer. Then there's the third, and that's called a social gospel. And that preaches better race relations, pacifism, social justice, the Christian social order, and it's Christian socialism, pure and simple. Now, when the real gospel is preached and men come to Christ, we're all brothers, so you don't need all this talk about better race relations. You can't create it by forcing people together. Only the gospel of the grace of God makes a man a brother of mine, and when he does, doesn't make much difference about his skin at all. That's not the important thing. And we need to recognize, as Martin Luther put it, God creates out of nothing. Therefore, until a man is nothing, God can make nothing out of him. And that is the message that should go out, and the only message that can affect a sin-sick world at the present time. Now that makes this epistle here rather important, you see.